It's Wednesday, April 10th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Nikolai Mayu testifies claiming self-defense in the Apple River stabbing trial. Amber alerts are expanded under the new Prince Act. A tribal nation sues social media companies, and the state's COVID telehealth program ends. Good morning. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. In day seven of his trial, the Minnesota man charged in a fatal stabbing on the Apple River in western Wisconsin 2 years ago took the stand on Tuesday in Hudson. 54-year-old Nikolai Mayu faced a vigorous cross-examination by the prosecution in St. Croix County Circuit Court.
After you stabbed Riley Madison, Isaac Schumann tries to push you, right?
And he lands his hands on my throat, yes. Yeah,
but his hands originally weren't anywhere near your throat. They were on your shoulder and your chest, right?
I didn't take measurements, from the picture, yes.
And as soon as he touches you, you stab up into his heart with your knife, right?
Objection, no foundation.
Overruled. He went for my throat, and I defended myself, yes.
Mayu allegedly stabbed five people on the river in July 2022. He's charged with first-degree intentional homicide in the death of 17-year-old Isaac Schumann and injuring four others. The state seeks to prove Mayu was the aggressor that day. The defense rested Tuesday after arguing he stabbed the five in self-defense. A new state law expands the criteria for issuing Amber Alerts. Raymond Newport tells us more.
Governor Tony Evers on Tuesday signed the Prince Act. It allows Amber Alerts in more situations involving missing children. The law is named after Prince McCree, a Milwaukee toddler found dead last year after a request for an Amber Alert was denied. Evers and the bill's bipartisan authors hope the expansion will help locate children faster and avoid future bad outcomes. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Two tribal nations are accusing social media companies of contributing to high rates of suicides that disproportionately affect Native American youth. Their lawsuit filed Tuesday in Los Angeles County Court names the companies responsible for Instagram, Snap, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and Google. The Spirit Lake Tribe in North Dakota and the Menominee Indian Tribe in Northeast Wisconsin say addictive features are pushing more Native youth to kill themselves. Virtually all U.S. teenagers use social media, and research shows roughly one in six say they're almost constantly on YouTube and TikTok. Tribal leaders say Native youths are particularly vulnerable due to the complexities of indigenous identity in the U.S. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoed a Republican bill Tuesday that would have created grants to fight pollution from so-called forever chemicals. The Democrat Evers also took the unusual step of calling the GOP-controlled Budget Committee into meeting to approve spending $125 million to deal with contamination. Evers and Republicans have not been able to agree on the best way to combat pollution from PFAS. These chemicals have polluted groundwater in communities across the state. Evers and Republicans both say that fighting the chemicals is a priority, but they haven't been able to come together on what to do about it. Wisconsin is finally ending one of its last COVID health programs. Robin Colbert has a story.
Wisconsin's Department of Health says the COVID telehealth program will end on Wednesday. The program initially was supposed to end at the end of last year, but was extended until this month. Officials say since it was launched in November of 2022, nearly 9,000 people were able to speak to a doctor or nurse remotely. The department says these same services can still be accessed in person at a pharmacy or clinic. The latest snapshot of COVID in Wisconsin finds the virus is circulating at low levels and transmission is decreasing. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.